I want to share a few things I've learned about this. I've learned quite a few things about it. It's a highlight of our day to be with him. You don't ever know what's beyond the door. Don't ever think your feelings can even remotely tell you when you're approaching him what's going to happen. Because once you get in and once you go through this process and you start, there'll be a time you're going to meet. He's going to come out and meet you. You're going to meet and connect with him. And when you start connecting with him, you never know what he's going to do. You never know he's going to show you the kind of wisdom. What I'm going to talk about is the baptisms of his death. First thing you need to know, it's not a bad thing unless you try to do it in the flesh. If you try to die in the flesh, it's going to be very difficult. It's going to be very hard, very drabby, and very out of divine order. And I think this is what the body of Christ has missed concerning his death. We can walk with him in his life, and we know that we got to do that by faith. But when it comes to his death, somehow we think we have to do that, and you'll make a big mess of it. Trust me on that. You can make a big mess of this dying process. It's not designed to be done in your own strength. It was designed to be found in him, not having our own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is the righteousness of faith, being found in him, to be partakers of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. Two things you're found in him for, resurrection and death. And if you'll do it in him, it's going to be a lot more powerful, a lot more effective, a lot more thorough, and a lot quicker. Amen? And he'll get the mountains out of the way. Praise God. And I'll have news for you. Many of our mountains are yours truly, us. It's the stuff he's got to move out. And getting him to move that stuff out is his greatest challenge in our life. Getting us in alignment with his purpose and getting these things out of the way that are in the way. And the biggest thing is to get things out of the way that we don't know that are in the way. We can't see they're in the way. Can't see what's blocking us, what's integrated. And getting that in front of him is the key. Romans 6 is, know you not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death. Therefore, we're buried with him by baptism. We're raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father. Even so, we should walk in newness of life. See the two things? Romans 6 will go back and forth between the two operations. If we've been planted together in the likeness of his death, we'll be raised in the likeness of the resurrection, knowing that our old man is crucified with him, the body of sin might be destroyed. That henceforth, we should not serve sin, for he that is dead is freed from sin. Legally, you are dead. Say, you're dead. It goes on to say, reckon yourself. That is an operation of faith. When it says, reckon yourself to be dead indeed unto sin, that is an operation of faith. It's a reckoning. Amen. It's a reckoning of the old and a reckoning of the new. Amen. It's an operation of faith, but you can't have faith in this realm if we don't know he's already done this. He has already put the old man down. Don't just associate the old man with sin, because a lot of people say, well, I don't have any sin in my life, and so I don't need to do this. Number one, you're probably deceived if you think that way. And number two, you just haven't seen the capacity of the old man the way he'll show it to you. So please don't go there, because the day of reckoning when he shows this stuff to you, oh my. But it's not just sin, it's old thought systems, patterns, emotions, reactions, reactionary mechanisms, things that are very familiar with us. Defensive mechanism, that was a huge one with me. Control mechanism, that was a huge thing for me. I mean, just go down the list, it was probably a huge thing for me. You can talk about stuff more freely once you've been freed from it, but once he can get into these areas and tear them down, he'll do this. This is part of his priesthood, the administration of death. Another thing is, not just to be freed from the systems of the world, free from past timelines, past seasons that are still controlling the way we act, react. And for many, many years, the things of my childhood were just reoccurring with the things my father struggled with, my natural birth father, I was struggling with, because I was trapped in operations I wasn't whole from. And I had to get out, my soul delivered out from those timelines. All of this is part of the burial. All of this. First thing we need to know is he has buried the law of sin and death. He is completely everything negative, dark, curse, whatever, strongholds, anything outside of God started with that law. Jesus buried that law, but he buried us. We were buried with him positionally. So all we're doing in this is presenting ourselves into a position that already is. In the same way of the resurrection, we're presenting ourselves into a position we're already been raised. What it is, the best way I could describe it is tapping into a frequency. And the way you do it is the word of God actually tunes you into a spiritual frequency that is already in operation. It's law. There's a law of death. There's a law of burial. There's a law of life. Law of spirit of life. What we're doing is by faith with his word tapping into that frequency. Okay. And once we tap into that frequency, things happen. And so sometimes it takes time, first a training, an understanding that we have to, that what has happened. Amen. And first thing you got to do, even if you're struggling with issues, you break agreement with those things. Now we'll show you how to do that. But the first thing we're doing when we're going to his throne, it's very important, especially if you're dealing with a lot of times in the soul, you're going to be dealing with issues concerning people. Okay. When you're dealing with issues concerning people, we don't go bury people. We don't bury people. Okay. So there's a formal separation. When I do this, we go up, we go into the throne of grace. I always like to see the carpet of red because that gives me that position that I'm in. And that's the first place I put my feet. We go to throne of grace first. First thing we're going to do is we're going to surrender. If you're dealing with issues concerning people, and if you're not, you will at one point in time. If you're dealing with issues concerning people, you have to surrender that person to the Lord. You're not taking that person down into burial. Even though you might want to bury them, you don't get to do that. You have to allow him to separate. He is the master separator. He is going to separate spirit, soul, joint, and marrow. And then he's going to separate the darkness from your soul. Parts of your soul is operating in the kingdom, parts are not. He has to do the separating. The first thing you have to do is separate the person. If you're dealing with a situation that deals with a person, you have to leave them at the throne. He's not going to be affected down in the burial when you're bringing a person down there. You don't go down there and start talking to him about that person. This person did this person did that. You're going down there to bury the effects of whatever happened to that person. Either you were right, you're going to bury that. If you're wrong, you're going to bury that. You're not going to stand and justify yourself. You're going to surrender it. You surrender the person to him in love. You have to let that person go. You present them. As you get good at this, all this can happen in one day. But sometimes when it's new, if that person's really integrated up in you, it's going to take a little while to get that out. If they're really integrated, if you've been hurt by somebody or betrayed by somebody, it takes time to let that person go. He can separate. You have to understand he has the power and he is your friend. Always. I don't care if you've done the worst thing in the world. He will stand, if you come to him, he will stand there as your best friend. Be standing there as your priest, and he's going to help you. You have to know he wants to help you. You have to believe in that. He's going to separate things. He has to. Once I can get that person surrendered and let go, and I can surrender. Now I'm dealing with issues. Now sometimes these are issues just with me. It wasn't dealing with people. But sometimes it was just an issue with me. But if I'm dealing with a person, now I've got to deal with the issue that the person created. And there might be anger issues, rejection issues, defense issues, control issues. I can go back for all the tissues and the issues we need tissues for. It doesn't matter. You're dealing with a negative operation now, born out of the law of sin and death, that has a hold on the soul. Now what we're going to do is take that down. Now, the imagery he's given me is the Jordan, a baptism where Ezekiel went out. And I use that imagery to go out into the deep. Remember when he said, had the sycamine cast in the sea or the mountain? What sea do you think he's casting that into? The sea of baptism. It's a death. It's always an operation for the old man. This is not a bad thing down there. Once you get used to it. Now it's an intense thing. Don't get me wrong. It's an intense thing. And whenever you get processed like this and you watch him carve out whole mountains out of your life, you're going to see the power of transformation like nothing we've ever seen before. And there's some things I need to tell you. We're going to go down there in the day. We go down by faith. We go down. Now, what I do, I didn't start this way. You don't have to do this. It's not a thus saith the Lord. But I see, I can call it a chest or a coffin. I don't care, whatever you want to look at it. That is where we're going to lay him. We're going to present. Now, I also see the Lord administrating the operation of the winnowing fork there in that place. This is where I'm presenting spirit, soul, and this is where he has to separate at that point. Understand your new man and the personality, the joy, the life, and the glory that a part of that new man is not what's dying. You can't confuse the two. If you do, you'll carry something you're not supposed to carry. You'll carry an artificial death. Have you ever seen somebody walk around with an artificial death on them? They got a drabby, muggy spirit, and they think that this is God. That is not God. That is not how he does that. He's got to separate. If he doesn't separate, you're going to carry something you're not designed to do. So you present and believe you're presenting for the separation of the old from the new, chaff from the wheat. He's got to separate that out. Now, when you're first doing and presenting, some days nothing will happen. Some days things will happen. Just present. Present, present by faith, present. Now, I don't sit there and horse it all day long waiting for something to happen. I'm presenting. I'm going through this burial process we're going to go through today. I'm going through it. Now, if I'm dealing with something, I'm really doing it. I'm unloading. I'm loosing this stuff. I'm loosing the cords. You've got to break the cord of past things. You have to break the cords of things that's controlling your soul. If you're very prone to anxiety or prone to things, those are cords that have to be separated. You'll see the cord sometime. You'll see like down there a cable or a cord, and you have to separate. You have to get involved with your faith. I remember when I was doing this, the Lord said, don't sit there. Speak to that now. Once he exposed it, you have to break agreement at that point. And it's hard to break agreement because you're feeling what the enemy wants you to feel. You're feeling the old parts of the soul, and you have to break the agreement. Anna and I went through this process, and one of the parts she was going through, I said, now break agreement. And it's hard at that time. Now speak to it. And I was there with her, but I wanted her to do that part. I said, now see that as a fallen tree to be plucked out, the whole thing. The whole thing, that took her a couple of days to go through this, but she got really free from that at that point and understood the power of this realm. So once we do this, we command that to be severed. Now, sometimes when you're doing that, you won't get it all, but keep working the faith, because once you break agreement, his burial mechanism starts, and eventually the whole thing's going to be planted there, and you're going to get to shut that chest, and you won't revisit it unless you want to revisit it. And take it from me, don't go revisiting stuff you put down there. Because the enemy will open that stuff wide open if you go revisit it. Once it's buried, its power is broken. It's an awesome place in the Lord. Man, it's an awesome place. So when he goes through that, sometimes he will just cut things out. And sometimes nothing will happen. Or you're just taking off. You're going through, the Bible says, put off the old man. Paul said, I put my body under. He said he was taking the dominion. He knew there was a position to put it down. Amen. And so that's the imagery he's asked us to use. Here's another really important factor in this operation. Once it's put down, you cannot come out of there and go out into the world. Do not do that. Do not come out from that Jordan and take off to the world. You are unclothed. You are dismantled. You are supposed to become naked and open there. You are supposed to unclothe there. Into a vulnerability. You have to come out from that place. Don't sit there all day. If nothing's happening, don't sit there and just try to make something happen like I'm going to stay here. You have to understand the ebb and flows of the spirit in these areas. If something's moving, go with it, but do it anyway. We put it down. It's amazing what happens. I don't go, well, let me in. Let me in. In the beginning, I was just doing this. She goes, well, I have some things too. Let me in. And so now we're both just laying it in, and I'll sit back and until we're done. And then we both shut the chest together and we date it and we lock it. And we know our old man was put down that day. When we come out, what we do, what the Lord's taught us to do, is we come out from that and we stand under a waterfall of his grace. from the streams of life. And the reason we do, we're washing in the clear, pure waters. The Bible says he washeth our bodies with pure water. So now we're washing out all of that before we go back and stand before him again. So we go to the throne of grace, then the baptism of death, and we go back to the throne of grace. Now, once we've been washed, and once we've been cleansed, once we're washed, and that's a really awesome washing. Sometimes it's amazing. You're standing under the waterfalls of his grace. It's coming out of the river of life, pure river water of life. He washeth the countenance, the heart, the mind, the body. Everything's being washed. Now we're going to go stand in front of him again. This time we're not standing in front of him with stuff, our old man. Even if you're still not feeling it at all, just go with it by faith. But what we do is we stand in front of him, and I like to stand girded with a linen cloth. I like to feel unclothed in a linen cloth because I'm coming to be clothed now. You've got to clothe yourself every day. You'd be amazed how much protection the God would give you in a given day if you'll just clothe in the armor. And at that point, we put on his righteousness. At that point, we start moving into him now. We are into his death with him. And now we're going to be into his life. We start the clothing process, and I always start with a righteousness. I always start with a right standing, and I see it as like a white robe. He'll come out, and I'll feel the shield around me, and I'll feel him surrounding. And that's the point where I stand with him holy and without blame. See, I'm not standing in my own self anymore. I'm standing in his holiness now, holy and without blame. You have to put on right standing like that. That righteousness gives you the capacity to move in the kingdom. You can't move in the kingdom unworthy, and you can't move in the kingdom with past issues. You can't freely move. They have to be put down. But as I stand holy and without blame before him in love, unblameable, unreprovable. He presents me faultless. I'm accepted in you, found in you. In you I live, move, have my being. This is the point where I'm starting to move into a union with him. Many times he'll meet me right there with his love. He'll start just pouring his love. The Lord likes to love you, and then he likes to turn you over the Father's love too. He sometimes wants to love you himself, and sometimes he wants to turn you over. You just got to know the difference when he's doing that. It's just learning the ebb and flow. Amen. And then we're off to the lily's grace, tree of life, Father's love, down into the Jordan. But today we're going to stay right now into the baptism of his death, and we're just going to go, and we're going to get clothed back on. Now, once you learn to do this, it's a process you'll go through, depending on what's going on with you. Sometimes you'll spend more time down there, depending on what you're dealing with. But once you start doing it, you'll start getting free. And what you're doing is giving him permission to put the old man down into a legal position he's already done. You're literally just presenting your old man into the frequency of what already is, or into the finished work. We like to talk about finished work around here. Well, your old man is a finished work. He's dead. He's really, really, really dead. And so when we get him in the frequency of that finished work position, the Lord will execute that death for you. And things you struggle with a very long time, you won't struggle with. Amen? You'll get freed. Praise God. I want you to be a little creative in this. You don't have to just deal with things. God's getting incredibly creative. He is dealing with our subjection to time right now. He says, what's subjecting you right now is time. What I want to free you is from the law that governs time. If you want to do my will, you need to come outside of time. Now, when God says something like that to you, what do you do with that? Time is a product of the old man. The timeline, that the old man is bound by time. In eternity, we have the capacity to dwell with him that was, who is, and is to come. And God wants his people out in front in the last days. The only way we're going to be in front is dwell in his light. To dwell in that kind of light outside a gift of prophecy, outside of a gift from operation, time has to be broken. Our subjection to time. It's a cord that holds us. If you understood what you could do with creativity of God being in front of time. Do you understand if you got in front of time that all innovation belongs to the kingdom now? If you understood that you could free from time, all innovation would then belong to the kingdom because you could go out in front and see all innovation before anybody else saw it. The reason we can't see like that, we're waiting for God to show us something. He's waiting for us to be delivered into the inheritance of the manifested sons of God, to where we could move out in front and see through the eyes of the omnipresent omniscience. This is what the crown's ultimately going to do for us, is show us all things. Ultimately, God's going to give that as a massive operation of grace to his body. But we are forerunners. We're called to go in and get it. Amen. We are called to go in. And what is presently, what our faith is working on, is the severance of time itself, to move freely into dispensational faith. That's what our calling is right now. And if you understood that, you'll be forerunning what God wants to do. There's a very, very exciting place in God if you don't get trapped. And so part of thing is breaking the traps of time. Our past seasons is one part of breaking time. Another part is breaking time in my capacity to move forward. We have capacities to dwell in front. If we could dwell in front, we would be in front of the enemy like the Lord was all the time. He wasn't subject to time. That's why he could sit on the mountain and watch them row all night. Then he steps in the boat, and immediately, they were in the middle of the lake, immediately he pushed them through time. Why? He wasn't operating under the law of time. He had dominion over it. It's an operation we're going to have. How do you think he passed through the crowds? How do you think the crowds came at him and he passed through them? He was passing through the time of their judgment against him. He passed right through them. God moved him like a translation. You see that? He did it all the time. But he's going to open this to us. Listen, we need to stop thinking like men. We're not going to get the job done if we think too many times in terms of humanity. We're going to get the job done when we think in terms of joint heirship with him. And to do this, we'll have to get in the heavenly operations. Our faith is what's, but this baptism will cut that off. I'm just saying, you know, use a little creativity out there with what God wants to do. He'll show you. Amen. It's just awesome right now. I'm so just thrilled, and we're not even in it yet, but I'm touching the glory now. And I'm just locked into what is to come. So this guy named Kevin Sadayan, this guy had been to heaven. So anyway, the Lord taught him. He said, I want to teach you how my kingdom works. And he's sitting back, and the way God trained him, he was a pilot, by the way, of an airline. He was a pilot, and God said, I don't want you to be a pilot. I want you to be a steward, a flight attendant. 27 years while he was a master pilot, master license, he had to work as a flight attendant. He goes, I want you to serve those people. And those people would say, I want 4 cubes of ice, not 3 cubes. That was his sheep pen for 27 years. Out of obedience, and God taught him how to serve people the whole time he was a pilot. And then the Lord, he took him to heaven, but he wouldn't let him speak on it. And then after that time, he's bringing him out now. But one of the things he told him was this. He says, you have to learn, if you're going to operate in the kingdom, how to dwell in your promise in a future position. You're going to have to stand in a future position, and the enemy will keep you either locked in your past or in the present, but you have to come and stand in your future position by faith. And he goes, because that future position in the kingdom has already been ordered to manifest, and the enemy can't stop it. And that's why God ordained it. He puts the promise out in front of you, but he wants your faith to come into that. Amen? So the baptism of death will help us break chains that are holding us back. The Lord knows what's holding us all back. Amen? And he is an amazing, loving, incredibly merciful high priest. Incredibly merciful. He's there to help us. Amen? So once we start learning these operations, you guys, we're going to take off in levels we've never were able to take off before. We have to remove the limitations. And it's not the ones you think that are limiting you. It's the ones you can't see. We all have a limitation we can't see. And that's the problem. Only he can see it. And so we got to get it in front of him. Every day we put it in front of him and giving him permission. Every day we go through the death, the burial, and the resurrection. And after a while, you'll find out the baptism is death is a good thing and not a hard thing. It's tough to go through it, but it's not hard like you're not carrying it around. We're going to get reclothed in the life of God. We're going to walk in the image of Christ. Amen. It's just amazing what he's done for us. And I'm a marvel that people are not teaching these kind of things. I wish that we knew these things before, because we could be so readily perfected with God. And I think it's part of our calling is to teach the body of Christ how to function in these areas. Amen.